Face Your Show. You dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch here in hour number two of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We're going to continue with your phone calls in a moment, but just to address in a little more detail what Jeremy in Montana had brought up, talking about all of the depredations of the state, the tyranny that is constantly on the rise in this country, and asking the question, isn't it time for people to say, hell no, we won't go? And I say, yes, absolutely it is. It is absolutely time for people to say to various different governments, state, federal, local, preferably the federal one, though, because we'd rather throw them off before we throw off the other two, but to whomever. Say no. Try saying no. Even if it's just here and there, even if it's just on the tiniest of issues, try saying, no, I'm not going to do that. I don't care what your rules say. I didn't agree to them. They are not my rules. They're your rules. And just try saying no. It's not suggesting violence. It's not suggesting anything like that. And I don't know if that's what Jeremy was getting at when he said that. I understand there are a lot of people that want to do saber rattling out there, but I'm telling you, that's not going to solve any of these problems. It's not going to change what's happening, except for the worse. It'll make it make the government retaliate with more violence.
The people that are in the government, it's their job, essentially. The government has the monopoly privilege on the use of violence. That's their bilowack. They understand violence pretty well. And they, you know, obviously if they hear saber rattling, they feel threatened. So they feel justified in using violence against people who threaten violence. Whereas you take a very large psychic toll on the bureaucrats. Now, I'm not saying that there's not plenty of them out there that have psyches that are made of steel, and they, you know, the toll won't affect them. But I think that even for those people, it does take some effect. If you say, "Look, I'm never going to be violent. I just refuse. Thank you. No, thank you." My answer to your request is no, thank you.
Yeah, I like that. You know, I don't think it's that the bureaucrats themselves feel threatened, but their system feels threatened. And to them, this is the only way that society can run. And without them in charge, there'd be violence in the streets and people shooting each other and
right.
The Wild West and whatever else they've dreamed up. So to them, it's really a matter of maintaining control and just saying no in this, even the smallest way possible, will put you on a completely different path in your life, and it's a really fun adventure.
Yeah, every time somebody brings up Wild West, I must say that according to the figures that we read on the air, actually Baltimore, 26 times as dangerous as the Wild West was, according to figures that we've read on the air. So, no, hey, if you want dangerous, we got that, and it's a heck of a lot more dangerous than the Wild West was.
All right, so we continue with your phone calls. You can bring up whatever you want. Dave in Texas, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave. Dave, Texas, going once. Dave in Texas, going twice.
Dave's not there.
We will try Chris in Indiana. Chris, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark.
Hello.
Hey, Chris, you're on the air.
Hey, I was calling about autism.
Okay.
I saw I was watching the news today, and they were doing kind of the autism awareness deal, you know, that you hear about all the time. And they said one thing that kind of got me, got me thinking, made me realize something. They said it was one in every 94 boys ends up with autism. And I'm one of these people who think that there are way too many people on Earth, like just way too many people, and that either God or, you know, for your atheist nature, does something about it, usually, you know, like the plague or cancer, AIDS, stuff like that. And the autism... of course, you know, that they're always constantly looking for a cure for things. But I just think that autism is kind of like the next plague, and it's sort of social,
Chris.
Because it's basically people having children.
Now, Chris,
too many people having
Chris,
too many children.
I understand where you're coming from. Have you been to a foreign country before?
Yes.
Which one?
Japan, China, the Middle East, Australia.
when you were in the China and the Middle East, and I'm looking at more third world places, poor places, did you notice that people had a lot of infirmities there? You know, they were walking around with missing bits of them and, you know, obvious, you know, like goiters coming out of their neck and things like that. Did you notice that?
No, I didn't.
Well, you know, my experience is when I've gone to third world countries that people have a lot more physical, obvious ailments. And I think that that was probably true in, you know, the times that humans have been on Earth, even when there were fewer people around, that, you know, in fact, people didn't have as good a medicine and, you know, just things have changed. So now you'll see some diseases come up and you'll some infirmities become more obvious. I think that perhaps, you know, some of the more fringe cases of autism didn't get diagnosed. And, you know, I don't know that necessarily autism's going up, but maybe the diagnosis of autism's going up.
Well, I think that it's I think that it actually has gone up. Just I don't know. I mean, I don't have any like I don't do any research on it or anything like that. But it really does seem to be as it's going. I mean, 1 in 94 is a lot.
Okay.
You know, times the population. And
it's possible that your opinion that autism is going up is wrapped around your opinion that there are too many people on the planet, and that it confirms, it's a confirmation bias, right? So you're biased, and so you've got a confirmation there for yourself. What kind of evidence do you have, in fact, that 7 billion people is far more than the Earth can handle?
Well, I do believe it's a social thing with human beings, that people weren't really meant to live in cities the way that they are.
Well, okay, now you have two different things, right? Now there's, you know, maybe cities should be smaller and more structured. Like you could go around and, you know, move people out of New York and put them in cities of, you know, 50,000 or something like that. But there's, if you've driven across this nation, and you said you're pretty well traveled.
Oh, that's huge.
It's gigantic.
Yeah.
And that's
but
just
the thing is
this one. When you look at the map, look at a globe, you look at America and you see how much land is in it. It's tremendous. And then you look at Central Asia and places like that.
India.
Look at the tropical zones, you know, there's plenty of room for human beings to live. And once we are able to export our farming techniques, then we could go, you know, we could actually cultivate far bigger areas. The Ukraine, in fact, is even more fertile than the plains in America.
And the Ukrainian women.
Very nice.
But and so you could actually America feeds the world now. Imagine what would happen when we start cultivating the Ukraine.
Well, I mean it's the Earth is only so big and the population has just not exploded, but in a short period of time, I mean.
Sure, but none of that is at all accurate. If the Earth could hold 50 billion people and it's at 7, it wouldn't matter how much the population has exploded in the last 100 years. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, I mean, it's a small thing. I mean, 1 in 94 isn't necessarily, you know, 1 in 2 every 2. You know, I mean, that's it's 1 in 94 still, but what I'm saying is
you're using autism to correlate how many people are on the planet, and those are non-corollaries. Okay,
well,
and you, as try as you might, you can't link autism to how many people are on the planet. So I'd like to talk to you about how many people are on the planet, since that seems to be the root of it for you. Have you looked at the science of how many people are the planets can support? Have you looked at that?
Well, I believe that I believe food, you know, there's enough food for more. There's plenty enough room, but, you know, it's covered in snow and ice, and it's quite barren. One thing that I did think about was AIDS and how AIDS is more recent to human beings. And what it aimed at was basically sex. It's reproduction. And I'm sure that the fear of AIDS has kept at least one person from having sex at least one time. Which,
what I'm confused about here? I've just been absorbing all of this. And Chris, I'd like to hold on to you here because I find this very interesting, and I'm still not quite sure where it is you're going. And that's what I'd like to find out. I mean, Mark, you've asked him questions like, well, have you looked at the science? And he comes back with, I believe this.
And AIDS is killing us.
And, you know, it's great to have...
But AIDS is going away. I mean, you know, it only seems to be a problem in Southeast Asia and, Africa now.
It's great that you have a belief system, Chris, but is it actually backed up by any information?
I want to find out if God's doing this.
Now. More on the way. We'll talk with Chris in moments.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it. Everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Gun Day, Gun Day, Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-293-9219. That's 800-293-9219. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-293-9219 today.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show, a dial-up version, both free for you at listen.freetalklive.com, plus even a webcam version, listen.freetalklive.com. Go to freetalklive.com and find the Adult Friend Finder banner. It's the world's largest adult social networking site and sex personals, over 19 million members. Let them help you find that sexy someone to hook up with tonight. Adult Friend Finder. See their banner at freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231. We go back to Chris in Indiana. Now, Chris, you were telling us before, and let me see if I've got this straight.
Yes.
You're telling us before that you believe that the world is too crowded, that there are too many people in the world. You believe that, therefore, the God or the universe or nature or whatever is going to take it back down, take the world's population back down, and you believe that one of those ways is through autism. Am I correct so far?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't believe that the world is overpopulated right now, but
no,
it's the population's growing and it's getting, I mean, it'll eventually get to where
how close are we
a real big problem.
How close are we?
I would say probably maybe, I don't know, like 30%.
30%.
I mean, it's not bad. I think when you get to like 50 or 60%, then you start to have like
so
real problems.
We got 5-10 years, you think?
Chris?
No, I'm thinking more like 100.
100 years. Okay.
Yeah.
So then,
I'm thinking like 100, about 100 years from now that stuff will really start to be kind of a problem. And I think that autism is just one of those ways of trying to, well, I mean, I have nothing to back this
hey,
up
Chris,
other than my own opinion.
What if the doctors are able to knock out some of these diseases and people start living longer lives and so forth and we reach that point of overpopulation in your strange little world. What do we do then?
Well, humans have always had a way of killing each other. We call it war.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think that would be a big problem.
Okay. So you want to start wars to wipe out the population and get it right back down to the numbers that you think are acceptable?
No, I don't want to start wars to get the population down, but it's kind of an inevitability because just large groups of people fighting over small areas.
Well, no. It's not large groups of people fighting over small areas. It's governments fighting over areas.
Well, I mean, believe me, I'm not a government person whatsoever.
Chris,
but
I was in prison for 9 years, and I knew a murderer. He was very, very smart. And
yeah.
That murder was, he convinced me on this zero population thing. And he had this little saying is, I've already done my part. I've killed somebody. My question is, if you think that the world's and that sounds pretty sick, doesn't it?
All right.
My question is, if you think the world's overpopulated, when are you going to do something about it?
Well, I don't have any children. So you kill your children? I'm taking care of one.
Why not take yourself out?
Have you gotten a vasectomy?
Well, I am going to take myself out after probably 90 years. I'll probably be dead. And
have you gotten a vasectomy?
Taking yourself out.
Have you gotten a vasectomy? Because mistakes can happen.
Yeah, I don't have a vasectomy, and yes, I understand mistakes can happen. And
are you swearing off
of
women entirely?
No. I'm not saying that.
This doesn't sound like he's willing to do very much, Mark.
Yeah, I don't know about this. You're spreading autism.
I'm not saying that AIDS is good or anything like that. It's basically just kind of food for thought.
No, it's not.
Well, no, wait. I'm going to defend Chris here. He's just making an observation. He's not saying he's
right.
willing
there's
to do
no
anything.
There's no corollary
right.
between his observation.
He's not
his
saying
observation is completely unfounded in science and barely attached to reason.
Yes.
Well,
right,
autism does exist.
No, autism exists.
And,
however, causation and correlation, my friend. Autism is there because of, a certain amount of genes get mixed up together, and that's all. And I've given you some very good explanations as to why. I mean, autism's already, it's defined in many fringes of the sort of mental retardations sphere.
So some would disagree with you, Mark. Some would suggest that autistic kids are just different from other people.
Right. I'm just trying to come up with the best terminology so I can get across what I'm trying to say. Is there's plenty of people who are now considered autistic that would might have been considered slow before different or whatever.
Hey, Chris. Would the Earth have supported the populations that we have today with the technology of the Dark Ages? So take it back.
That's a great question.
If we have all of the however many, how many trillion, billion people are on the Earth? 10?
It's between 6 and 7.
If we had 7 billion people.
I don't think so.
Why is that?
Just because of transportation.
Transportation, what else? Maybe medical advances, farming advances, technology advances. All of these advances allow people to be more densely populated, allow water delivery, allow food delivery production.
Concrete.
Huge. Allows us to build up. So
steel.
What you're talking about with the population getting bigger on the Earth is an opportunity for the market to step in, solve the problem, find better ways to purify water, better ways to conserve our natural resources. And, I don't see any validity to your argument.
There's no need to worry about this stuff, Chris.
No, it's not going to happen within my lifetime. I actually don't believe it. But I'm a big advocate of space being the way out, basically. Now,
space.
I'm not saying go to a different planet or anything like that. I'm saying like solar panels in space, crops in space, harnessing that kind of power.
I think that's what Sam's saying is, in fact, when we need it, and the synergy will come together, and man's technology will be ready to jump in and say, okay, let's have some underwater cities, let's have some cities out in on the moon or in space or whatever it is that it takes. I don't think you're going to see this apocalyptic overpopulation thing ever happen. I've spent a lot of time thinking about this.
Things like cancer and AIDS and autism and just all of these. If you add up all of the ailments and stuff like that, that's what.
At some point, science has
done a very good job of dealing with AIDS.
At some point, genetics is going to unlock the secrets to disease,
and they
will be wiped out.
We were wiped out by diseases before. Have you seen anybody with dengue fever, yellow fever? Have you seen anybody with tuberculosis?
Not in the Western world.
I mean, these things just aren't killing people here in our communities any longer, but at one point, the bubonic plague wiped out a third of Europe. We're handling these diseases as they come up. We conquer them. The diseases morph. We get more new diseases. We conquer them. And each time we live longer and longer, Chris.
Right? I know.
There's no correlation between what you're talking about and science. And I'm sorry, this zero population thing, which I've spent a lot of time thinking about, is just the world has its, is all we can handle as far as humans, and diseases are wiping us out as a result. And, it's very similar to what you're saying.
I don't think we're there yet, and I don't think we'll ever be there yet because of.
And why are you so concerned?
I'm not really concerned. Like I said, it's basically just food for thought. It's something that came to me today
I'm not going to worry about. I thank you for the call. I'm not going to worry about it. There's no point in being concerned over it.
It's just like you said,
the market will handle these.
It's not food for thought. What it is, it plants seeds in people's mind and therefore gives them fear and gives the government the opportunity to step in and solve a problem that doesn't exist.
1-800-259-9231. Your comments on this or whatever you want. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
With an economy that continues to plummet, many of us will have to make the difficult decision to cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, a weak immune system, or just always feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs, plus heal the body with food. One scoop a day with water, milk, or juice will have you feeling better in no time, giving you more stamina and energy, helping to alleviate stress, boosting your natural healing power, strengthen your immune system, and it tastes great too. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets of healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Do you suffer from aches and pains in your knees, arms, wrists, or elbows? Is it difficult to get out of bed in the morning because of joint stiffness? Have you been looking for a safe, natural alternative to help ease your pain? If so, you need to visit solartherm.ca. Solartherm, the pain care you wear, is a patented ceramic fiber support technology that holds in and reflects your own body heat, soothing those sore areas. Solartherm is extremely light and comfortable to wear and increases blood flow to the affected areas without the use of toxic chemicals. Imagine being able to finally relieve the aches and pains in your elbows, knees, wrists, back, and more. So forget about messy creams that have an unpleasant smell. Try Solartherm, the pain care you wear. Call them today at 1-877-747-6664. That's 1-877-747-6664. Or visit them online at solartherm.ca. That's solar, T-H-E-R-M, solartherm.ca.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing. Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
Hello, I'm Dan Bassmajan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-849-6863. That's 888-849-6863. Call 888-849-6863.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Show is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, bring up what you want, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, they are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and those features, by the way, include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo, prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see it for yourself. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. To your phone calls, Linda is on the line. Linda, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey, Linda, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was just listening to the young man that you just got off the phone with. I think
Chris.
His name was Chris.
Yes.
Talking about the autism.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter-in-law is a special ed teacher, mm-hmm. and she started off teaching early childhood. And these were young children that were between the ages of 3 and 5 before they were old enough to start kindergarten. And she, you know, had quite a few kids in her class that was affected by, you know, to be a special ed teacher, to have that many children with that particular thing wrong with them. Well, then there was a little girl. Well, let me back up. First of all, she finished up, got her PhD. Now she's teaching autistic children that are older. They're, you know, between the ages of first grade and maybe fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they put them all in the classroom together. They don't separate them by age or by grade. They're all together. And there was a young girl that was a very open, free, spirited young child that went to this school that was in the regular classes. And she went to go get some inoculations that the school insisted that she had to have because her family had been really reluctant to have these done when she was younger. Well, about 2 months after she had the second round of shots, she was a perfectly healthy child, and she went from that to they diagnosed her with autism. She wound up in my daughter-in-law's class. And so after this happened a few years ago, we talked and talked, and, you know, I've done research, she's done research, and I honestly believe that a lot of this stuff that's wrong with our children nowadays isn't caused by, as Chris likes to think, of the thinning of the herd or whatever. It's more maybe the government is giving these kids stuff that maybe they shouldn't be given to them.
It's given them all of these mandated vaccinations that have mercury or whatever the pollutant is in them to make the body react.
Everything I've managed to read in the science journals, and I really have looked at this, my son Jack is not vaccinated in any way, suggests that in fact it's the mercury hasn't been in them for more than 10 years, and that there was one study, but that study was trumped up. I don't know. I can't tell you, but I can tell you that I've heard many colloquial stories like your own. And that in and of itself disturbs me. So, do I think vaccinations are good? I wouldn't give my, tiny little baby vaccinations.
Well, neither would I. And that's what my son and his wife, the teacher, they're in the process of trying to get pregnant right now. And as a family, we all sat down and we talked about that when this finally does come to pass, maybe it's not so bad to give them inoculations, but perhaps we shouldn't be given 6, 7, 8-week-old babies. All
30.
Of these, they're brand new. How much stuff could they possibly have wrong with them?
Yeah, they'll give them to you straight out of the hospital in 4 days if you let them. So, I mean, it's bad. It's bad news as far as I'm concerned. But one of the reasons that they'll do that is because they don't expect to see a certain percentage of the kids again, because parents will go off and, not bring the kids back in to get inoculated. And they consider it more important that society is protected than your child is protected.
So right, and that's fine if your child doesn't have a problem with it, but if you're the one that your child's affected, well then, you might not have the same point of view after that. But I just wanted to let you guys know I listen to your show every night. I really, really enjoy it. You guys keep me company while I'm working.
Well, thank you for the call and your thoughts tonight. I really appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
Yeah, I think,
even old ladies listen to your show.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Bye-bye. 1-800-259-9231.
You know, I was thinking about Chris, who called in and that she referenced there, and I was thinking we might have been a little hard on him.
Chris, end of the world, Chris.
Yeah, he pushed one of my buttons, which is the I used to be this sort of zero populationist guy that we have too many human beings on the planet. You know, all the minerals that are on Earth are actually up walking around in two legs, and the food that we eat currently is
it's a lack mentality.
Yeah,
it
really is. And the fact the science is that this isn't so. And he was just calling in to postulate on something he came up with today. And whereas he wasn't proposing to wipe out the planet and that kind of thing. And I think I was rougher on Chris than I would have liked to have been. What I was actually being rough on is some thought processes that I've had in my life.
Well, he was a little confusing, though. I mean, it was kind of a strange call.
You got to practice on the radio.
So 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to John in New York. John, you're on Free Talk Live. John is gone. Well, you know what John was going to talk about was this video clip that I'm sure somebody is going to bring up, so we might as well jump the gun here and beat everybody to it. Because Gordon Brown, who's some British politician, was speaking at this G20 summit that they had where the 20 politicians from the 20 developing countries or leading countries or whatever.
This is the guy that said New World Order again.
This is the guy that said New World Order again. So I figure
what we do need is a New World Order for a nice big world-sized pizza.
So I figure we should play the audio on the air. That way nobody can claim that Free Talk Live did not take note of this, even though whenever people call in to chatter on about, the New World Order this and the New World Order that, I still don't even really know what it means, but clearly
it means different things to different people.
Exactly. But clearly the world elite have some sort of concept in mind. And so I just want to play this real quick for you here from Sky News. Or maybe not. Hang on. Try it now.
People working together at their best. I think a new world order is emerging, and with it the foundations of a new and progressive era of international cooperation. We have resolved that from today we will together manage the process of globalization.
Yes, it does sound terrible, actually. Well, it's more countries gathering together to work to install more tyranny across the world.
That's what you're hearing. What I'm hearing is, you know, less peace among people and that kind of thing. I mean, when you think about how European countries handled problems over the last two centuries.
If you consider if instituting new taxes and new tariffs and things like that,
I don't consider that good at all, and I don't consider that peace. However, there are fewer people blowing each other up in what they call Western civilization, and I'd like to see that continue, and I believe that that's what the politicians mean when they say New World Order. Yes, the politicians want more government. No, I am not for more government. You know that's true. However, I am for fewer people being killed for no good reason.
How many people did Stalin starve?
Millions.
Or Mao? You're talking
more
about
millions.
Wars which kill... I don't know.
I don't think that Stalin or Mao would be considered part of the New World Order.
No, but it's a result of government.
Agreed. However,
have to
what
have
they're talking about with this New
people,
World
Mark.
Order, if I believe, and I'm not for New World Order, Sam, leave me alone.
You were saying this sounds all warm and fuzzy, Mark, and it doesn't sound anything like that.
Play it back, man. I don't hear government.
I'm not done
there.
Playing it, actually. It's the 20 governments getting together to talk about how they're going to cooperate
to
oppress people.
That's not what he
people.
Said, though. You're interpreting what he said. You're not listening to the words.
Whatever. We'll continue here.
To secure responsibility from all and fairness to all.
Yeah. That's all you need to hear, Mark. I mean, there's a little bit more. Responsibility from all and fairness to all. What we say is fair is going to be enforced upon you at the point of the barrel of a gun.
I just want to see fairness for everybody, man. What's wrong with fairness for all?
Are you really defending what this guy
saying?
Are
you against fairness, man?
Are you defending what he's saying? Because when these politicians say fairness, it means what we say is fair.
I know what he means. However... what he's saying from the bottom of his heart, from likely a very good place. I don't agree with his tactics of getting there. I'm for fairness. I'm for prosperity. I'm for peace. However, he doesn't intend to use fairness, prosperity, or peace to get to fairness, prosperity, or peace. He intends to use taxes, violence, and threats to get there.
Exactly, which is why
I'm not against what he's saying.
Okay.
I've agreed that in doing so, we will build a more sustainable and more open and a fairer global society.
1-800-259-9231. It just sounds to me like you are, you're aligning with what this guy is saying, and I think you need to be very cautious about what you agree with.
I'm not aligning with what he's doing. I'm saying what he's saying sounds fine.
Right. Well, we're not going to get to fairness by
we're talking about New World Order here,
top-down
man. It doesn't
system.
Have anything to do with the Bilderbergers.
I didn't say it did. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity
and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Now a quick word with Tony O'Donnell. He's America's favorite authority on healthy living, and now he's got a formula called Ruby Reds that will get us on the path to longer, happier lives. Tony, what does a person feel when they start to drink Ruby Reds?
Well, Ruby Reds will help them feel like they're at 100%, and it's made with exotic red fruits, immune boosters, energy boosters, all the best stuff that you'll actually feel working.
When I mix Ruby Reds into water and make this delicious drink, why is that so good for my body?
Well, Ruby Reds is packed with so many great vitamins, minerals, digestive aids, and of course antioxidants.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, when you have a serving, John, of Ruby Reds, it gives you the antioxidant power of a large bowl filled with fruits and vegetables. And best of all, Ruby Reds has no added sugar, no carbs, and only 30 calories.
Today you can try it risk-free and ask how you can get a free gift with your order. Call 1-800-204-6421. That's 1-800-204-6421. 1-800-204-6421.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, vote for us. It's that time of the month. Beginning of every single month, we ask for your votes at vote.freetalklive.com because each month at the Podcast LE podcast rankings website, they reset their rankings and you have to start over from scratch. So we need a new vote from you every single month and it'll only take you a moment. Just go to vote.freetalklive.com and all you need is your email address. You punch that in there. You can enter a comment if you want. That's completely optional, but the email address is used only for verification purposes. It's not sold or spammed, just verifying that you're a real-life human being. So head over to vote.freetalklive.com. Cast your vote for the show. It makes a big difference for us because being number one at the Podcast Alley charts brings new people to the show.
Yep.
So head over to vote.freetalklive.com, and thank you in advance. We continue here taking your call. Ziggy is in the UK. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Zig.
Hi. First of all, can I just say that guy who said that autism is the new plague, he's speaking utter bollocks. Einstein was autistic, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah. He had Asperger's. Anyways, the G20. Where the world leaders go, so do the left-wing anarchists. And, boy, they packed out London yesterday and today. There was a bit of unrest yesterday, though the police had announced it 2 weeks ago. Basically, the police wanted a riot, and so did the media. I mean, the media were updating us every 5 minutes on what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the police wanted it so they can turn around to the government saying, we need more security legislation.
Well, some would suggest, Ziggy, that behind the anarchist groups are essentially agents provocateur, that it's their job to essentially go in there and start violence, so the police have the excuse to enact violence in return on the protesters. And, of course, it's all of this coverage of the so-called anarchists that give anarchists a bad name, which is one of the main reasons why liberty-loving people that consider themselves anarchists really should look for a better
I want to ask these protesters a question, because I kept going, I'm here to protest about Tibet, I'm here to protest about the environment, and I go, well, other than protesting, what are you actually doing to help your cause?
We're going to smash some storefront windows.
What are you doing to get out there and do something about whatever?
We're going to set this car on fire. That'll change things.
Yep. I agree with you, Ziggy. You're absolutely right. These people are making a lot of noise and not doing nothing.
There was one protester, right, standing there in a Manchester United shirt, the most capitalist football club in the world, a shirt made by Nike, probably made in Cambodia. Yeah, most of these people don't even know. I when I see these protesters, do you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of that Penn and Teller thing where they got people to sign up for a petition to ban water.
Yeah,
that's what it reminds me of.
What do they call it? Dihydrogen monoxide or something like that.
Yeah. Anyone go to YouTube, type in Penn and Teller ban water. It's very brilliant. Funny.
Oh, yep. It is. It's hilarious. And it just goes to show how many of these people are really into the scene of, I don't know, the progressive scene, and how, you know, they're really just hangers-on, and they don't know what the hell they're doing.
They're in it for the girls. Thanks for the call, Ziggy.
Girls with the hairy armpits.
Yeah. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Soap is a tool of the man.
Is that what they say? Is that a real?
It seems like aluminum sometimes. Or something in it. I don't know.
So there you go. So yeah, the politicians from 20 countries got together and they pledged to join forces to enact tyranny. But of course, they were talking about it as being fair and fairness and all that. And Mark, you were let me see if I got straight what you were saying before. You were saying that what this Gordon Brown character was getting at was something that, on its face, you agreed with peace and fairness and all of that.
That's correct.
But you're pointing out that you disagree with the tactics.
Well, I know what he's about. If I were just listening to the man speak, I would agree with everything that he said. However, I know that he didn't get in government by actually saying the things that he means, and that he's obscuring the fact that they intend to use government, which is a coercive and dangerous and violent organization, in order to get peace, which is stupid if anybody stops and thinks about it. We're going to have peace, or I'm going to kill you. That's not peace.
Here's what he said.
Actions. This is collective action, people working together at their best.
I think collective action. This is collective action. Well, what does that really mean anyway? Well, collective action.
It's one of these double-sided things. When you and I work together and have collective action towards goals that you and I have, we become, I think, better and more powerful. Free Talk Live couldn't exist in its form today, likely wouldn't be where it is, if you didn't have your skill set and I didn't have my skill set.
Right.
We wouldn't be here today.
We joined together for a common purpose.
We have
voluntarily
collective action.
Right.
And it's good.
It
However,
is.
When you start, in my opinion, the bigger the group, the worse the things go. Like, the less that can get done at some point. I don't know.
Throw me in the mix, and hey, I don't want to go the same direction as you guys, but I don't really have that choice if I'm not a bureaucrat.
So, we continue here.
The new world order is emerging, and with it the foundations of a new and progressive era of international cooperation. We have resolved that from today we will...
So what I wanted to point out about this was what it really means. So I see where you're coming from, Mark, that, on its face, it sounds like this. It sounds good. Progressive cooperation. Who doesn't want to progress toward freedom? Who doesn't want to cooperate, for peace?
Progress is good.
And all of that. But when they're saying these things, what it means is they're going to get together and they're going to determine international regulations. They're already talking about having some sort of international financial, regulatory, bureaucracy, some kind of bureaucracy that will have the ability to regulate corporations, basically, across the world. And, of course, we're talking about centralizing banking and creating some sort of new world money supply, which the Russians are apparently talking about a gold standard. I don't really
know what
that means.
A goldish standard, more like a Bretton Woods agreement, where you know certain international, government to government exchanges are done with, backed by a certain level of metals and things like that.
But, so not for the little people. Though.
No gold, no gold for the little people.
Yeah, exactly. So there are some plans are definitely afoot, and that's what they're announcing here. Is yes, we are going to it's a new age, and we're going to work together to oppress you. That's basically what the message is.
And well, likely the problem with a gold standard on an international basis is there really isn't enough gold or silver out there to back all of the money that's currently in circulation in their the values that they currently exist in. And this is the argument that people have against gold and silver as backing currencies, and it's one of the reasons that here on Free Talk Live we don't necessarily back gold and silver backed currencies, because currency sort of indicates that it's a government currency, it's a legal tender for all debts, public and private. And yes, if the government tried to do a gold backed standard, you'd have some real problems there. Even if the United States, just the United States, tried to do a gold backed standard, you'd have some problems with the economy and that kind of things. But who's to say that people couldn't come up with, and very quickly and easily in this a world where communication's so fast and so quick, other forms of currency backed by other things, whether they're backed by the labor of individuals, backed by a shipload of bananas delivered to your door, because most gold really isn't of any value if you're using it as a trading commodity. You're not using the gold, you're trading with the gold.
It has to be useful in the marketplace for that value.
Sure, bananas are useful in the marketplace, and
they spoil.
Yeah,
so.
But they're perishable. Yeah,
yeah, right. But you could use it. You could use it in the short term to make an exchange with some organization that would want a bunch of bananas.
Then you're doing barter, and that's what the currencies were created to avoid, to where you can have a go between various different people that didn't necessarily have, if you've got a bunch of bananas and I've got a bunch of crabs and we don't want to trade with one another, we can't really do business.
Sure, you'd probably hard goods are a better thing to use.
But it's not to say that Chiquita or one of the banana companies couldn't issue a currency based on their product, and what you're buying is actually 100,000, or you have a note that's a receipt for 100,000 bananas. Not a set stock of bananas, but that they will deliver you 100,000 bananas upon demand.
And we're not saying that would be likely to happen, but there could be some other product out there that has yet to be discovered that could be a really great go-between.
It's meant to be a ludicrous example to show you that the marketplace will, in fact, figure these things out. Hard goods are of value. There's all kinds of things that people use, and food, if a grocery store gives you a coupon for $50 in groceries, it's not worth $50. You're darn right it is. Just about everybody's going to use it.
That's a private currency.
Unless it's a Publix grocery coupon, and down here, up here in the New England, it wouldn't be very valuable because Publix is
shame.
A southern...
It's a damn shame.
Well, you've become so brand-oriented. The fact is, we have some great grocery stores up here.
I've still got some peanuts that were from Publix from like 3 years ago, and they're still good.
The Chopper is a great grocery store.
It is. Price Chopper, 800-259-9231. Publix was in 24 hours, so I'm a huge fan of the Price Chopper. Really? I don't think so. I've never seen one in my life that was. All right, more coming up. Hour 3 is on the way. You dial in, bring up whatever you want. Obama has broken another promise, and it's about cigars. Free Talk Live.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it, everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.